A Woman Who Would Never Be Forgotten, Chapter 104. After the conversion of Paul, the great persecutor, the persecution of the Christians ended. The congregations in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace. They were not driven away nor dislodged by their enemies, but they had rest. You can be sure that they thanked the Lord for that. Daily the Lord converted people, and thus the church multiplied greatly. During this time of rest, Peter made a circuit through the land. He visited all the churches and comforted all the Christians. He could do that undisturbed. From Jerusalem to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, and there was a good road, which was a good thing, for on this coast was the seaport city of Joppa. Close to the city of Joppa was another town by the name of Lydda. So Lydda was on the road from Jerusalem to Joppa. Christian churches also came into existence at Joppa and Lydda. Peter came first to Lydda on his circuitous journey through the land. There he met an afflicted man by the name of Aeneas. This man had already lain upon his bed for 8 years. He was palsied, that is to say, he was paralyzed. Some writers say that he was stricken with a stroke 8 years before, and since that time he was completely paralyzed. He was bound to his bed all those years, which was very grievous for him. We do not know what he did during those 8 years. It is very possible that he lay as a beggar on the side of the road and lived from the gifts which he received. No matter how it may have been, Peter finds him. And then Peter looks at him for a moment and then speaks with a firm voice, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Stand up from the bed upon which you have lain 8 years." That very moment, the afflicted Aeneas stands up. He feels the strength returning into his paralyzed legs. He rolls together the bed clothing upon which he has lain and walks away. How glad this man must be! Probably his life would have dragged along as a paralytic, and now he is unexpectedly delivered from his defect. He had never expected that. What has taken place is soon known throughout all Lydda. Everyone knows him there. Everyone sympathizes with him, and now he walks among them completely cured. Therefore, it isn't strange that this event makes a deep impression upon the inhabitants of Lydda. The Lord used this miracle as a means to the salvation of many. There also was a church of the Lord in the seaport city of Joppa. A woman named Tabitha lived in Joppa. She also was called Dorcas. This woman became a disciple of the Lord Jesus. That is to say, she believed that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah. Yes, more than that, she believed that the Lord Jesus had died for her sins. She was a God-fearing woman. This woman had a heart filled with love for her fellow man. Many a widow was made glad by her, because she would often give those poor widows alms. She not only occasionally gave them some money, but she made warm clothing which she gave to those deeply sorrowful widows. The one would receive a dress, another would receive other clothing which they could use very well. For this reason, Tabitha was known throughout Joppa. Friend and foe had respect for her. Yes, they all loved this hearty, generous woman. One day, Tabitha became sick. Everyone in the city sympathized with her. However, her sickness became worse, and finally, she died. This death caused much grief to prevail in the Church of the Lord at Joppa. Especially the widows of this place were very sorrowful. They would miss her. No one had ever asked in vain for aid from her. She had never sent a poor person away empty, as she had always helped. Oh, the grief in Joppa was great, and for they would never hear her kind voice again. She, who had always worked for her fellow men who were poor, was dead. They washed her and laid her in an upper chamber. Whenever anyone is deeply grieved, such a man or woman has need of comfort. The church of Joppa also had need of comforting words. They hear that the apostle Peter is in Lydda. Lydda is about an hour's walk from Joppa. They immediately send two men to Lydda and with a friendly request asking Peter if he will come to Joppa immediately. No, he mustn't delay, but they are anxious to have him come directly with them. It is very possible that they not only ask Peter to come to be comforted by him, but that they purposely send for him with the hope that the Lord, by means of Peter, will raise Tabitha from the dead. Did they therefore wash her and lay her in the upper chamber? We cannot say that for sure because the Bible is silent about it, but it could be very well possible. Was their sending for Peter an act of faith? When the Apostle Peter receives this message, he makes himself ready and goes to Joppa with these two men. As soon as Peter arrives in Joppa, and they bring him to the home of Tabitha and conduct him to the upper chamber, and where the mortal remains of this beloved woman has been laid. And the dead woman rests there. Probably a peaceful look lies upon the pale face. The room is filled with widows who loudly cry out their sorrow and grief. "Look at this dress. I received it from her," one of them says with a sad voice, and she shows Peter the dress which she had received from Tabitha. "And I received this garment from her," another informs Peter. We read in the Bible that they weepingly showed him the coats and garments that Dorcas had made for them. Peter hears and sees all this. Suddenly, he drives all these weeping and crying women from the room. Why does he do that? Look at what he does. When everyone is gone, he carefully shuts the door, kneels down, and prays earnestly to the Lord. He lays the needs of the church at Joppa before the Lord. He is able to do it easily. He prays with so much freedom that he believes the Lord will help wonderfully in this case. He feels that the Lord is taking over his prayer. When he stands up, he calmly goes over to the bed upon which the noble dead is resting and speaks with emphasis, "Tabitha, arise." And, oh, behold, the dead sighs and opens her eyes. When she sees Peter in the upper chamber and standing at her side, she sits up. Peter takes her by the hand and lifts her from the bed. There she stands. Death must yield. She was raised by the power of Christ. Peter hurries to the door, opens it, and calls the sorrowing widows to come. With great astonishment and emotion, they stare at her who have been raised from the dead. It has become breathlessly quiet. But if you will look at the beaming faces and see the shining eyes, then I will not have to tell you that they are happy. The gladness shines in their faces. If the sending for Peter were an act of faith, their faith or quiet hope was not put to shame. It isn't very long before this great wonder becomes known throughout all Joppa. Raising Dorcas from the dead is spoken about in every home. Many in Joppa also believe in the Lord Jesus and are converted to God by means of this miracle. Peter remained in this seaport city many days. Undoubtedly, he brought the word of God there with gladness. He lodged with a certain Simon, a tanner, we would say a shoemaker, or a leather preparer. Dorcas, or Tabitha, is a woman who will never be forgotten. In many places of our country, there are sewing circles which carry the name of Dorcas. In this way, this noble woman still is honored after so many centuries. This woman set a good example of humility for us. How about you, boys and girls? Do you have anything over for your fellow man? Or do you only think of yourself?